good talk. We're up to Sif Yud Dalid. Kuf Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Dalid. A reminder, Ilama Yisoida came out in last year in Sif Yud Gimel, is that there was a concept that the Maccabi discusses, the Ramad discusses, that you're able to, when you have two items which are similar, two houses, two shvachis, two shnei dvarim, shetashmish and shavah, the domain shavin, then you could cause a split. One person takes one item, the other person takes the other item, and yet it's called good or agud. And that's considered a good or agud. And if there's a difference in price, it was two shitas, but if we go back to first shita, the kashita, is that... Right, why is he called a good or agud? Right, but even if there's a difference in price, and you could add on, you take A and pay me $10, and I'll take B, or vice versa, because A is worth a little different than the price of B. Whatever, but so in that case, it's partial why it's good agud. But when it's the same price and same item, and you're making a swap, why is that considered good agud? L'chayr, that should be considered a chalukah. Davinosin, I believe, gave a teretz, is that even though it's talking about was the same item, or same value, or similar items, it was houses, or shrokas, or whatever, but there's still some differences between it. Let's say, in terms of houses, one was a two-story house, and a colonial, and one was a ranch. So even though it was the same size, and the same value, but still it's a different item, so to swap that is still considered good or agud. And the nafkamina between good or agud and chalukah is done a day girl, and good or agud, you have to give the nitfa the choice. You have to give him the upper hand. So there are nafkaminis. I'm mentioning it because Miyat Shem Sif Yadal, we're going to repeat these type of inyanim.
Let's say like a builder nowadays, you had exact duplexes around, it's just for you, it was a better because you're next to your sister-in-law or something. Would that be the same thing?
That l'chayr, that would be like a chalukah. If you have a mile, why you want one over the other? So that we'll have to believe that if we get to Kuf Ayin Dala, we'll discuss these type of things. If you want to be on one side, the location is better for you if you could ask for that location or the parameters of that. All right, let's start Sif Yud Dala. Let's go. Shnei Achim Sheyoshu Shnei Batim Gedolim. You had two brothers who inherited two big houses. Sheyesh B'Kol Echad Kedei Chalukah. Each house in and of itself was large enough to be a Kedei Chalukah. So in theory, we could split each house into two. That's why it had to be batim gedolim. Ve'echad oimer, one says, nachlo kol bayis b'fnei atzmo, let's take a split each house into two. Ve'sheni oimer loiki, ala nachlo bayis keneged bayis. Let's swap house against the house. Why should we cut each house into two? Just you take a house, and I'll take a house. Now, locha is, lezeh she'omer nachlo bayis keneged bayis shemin. The one who says, let's swap house for house, for that we are shemin. He's right. The one means it's preferable to divide house against a house rather than to divide each house. Oh, so we're going to have to discuss that. Very good. One second. That's what we're going to be headed for. First, but what's the reason? Why is it better to swap houses rather than to divide each house individually? So that the Torah says, when the Torah brings this down, the Torah says, his lashon is, kidei shelo yafsidu al atzman lachlek kol bayis, in order that they shouldn't be mafsid on themselves to divide each house. That's a lashon. The Torah, it's b'shem, the tshuvas ha-gainim. Shelo yafsidu al atzman. They shouldn't have a loss on themselves, lachlek kol bayis, to divide each house. What does that mean? So the Levush over here explains that means is that invariably, inevitable, when you're going to divide a house into two and make it two separate houses, a two-family, you took a one-family house and trying to make it into a two-family house, it's inevitable that there's going to be some type of cost involved to make it work. Because right now it's been a one-family house. So you're going to have to put up walls in between. You're going to do something, change the doorways, widen the door. You're going to have to do something that's going to cause hafsedim in the house. It's going to either decrease the value of the house, or cause hafsedim to make it work. And why should they have a hafsed for nothing for? So therefore, it's better just swap houses. It's a cleaner break. It's a cleaner chalukah. You take one house, I take one house, and that's good. We don't have a hafsed involved. Mashenkev will take a single family house and try to cut into two, or take two of these single family houses and cut them each one into two. Each one is going to have a hafsed, so therefore we don't do it. It's still, but at least there's no hefsid in making the chalukah. Right, but you won't have a hefsid in making the chalukah. And the truth...
Every time you say kadei chalukah, let's say we own a house, and it's kadei chalukah, considered something that really you have to get a yogurt.
Yeah, so Pashut, it is. We're going to get to Ibn Yat Hashem later on in Ramah. He's going to talk about if you have Haitzayis and making the Chalukah, is that considered Kadei Chalukah? And Ramah is going to say that if it's minimal Haitzayis, if you raise any Adain, yes, then it will be considered Kadei Chalukah. So that is the Lavash. The Chubis Ma'ashach and Chele Gimakuch of Bey says the same thing. That's how he touches up this Halakha, that the Vart is because you're going to have a Hefzit if you have to divide each house. That is the Lavash and the Ma'ashach. Lani's daiti, if it would Lule Divraim, I would have said a Divrim Shot. Even if there's no Hefsedim in transforming this house or these houses, it's still a problem. The problem is, let's be practical. Would you rather live in two different houses, each one a half a house? Would you rather live in one place with one large house? It's just not a fear. That is the Hefsed. The Hefsed is, you're forcing me to divide each house. It's not fair to me. That means you're asking me to live in two different locations? I should have, let's say the house is just argument's sake, say it's 40 feet wide. So if you cut into two, it'll be 20 feet wide, right? Each house. So I'd rather, for two reasons. First, it's more convenient to be all in one place rather than living half and half. And second of all is, I could do more sometimes with a 40-foot wide house than two 20-foot wide houses, right? Because if I need a house, a simcha in my house, I can't do it in a half-size house. But if I have a large house, I could. So it's beneficial to me to have a full house in one place rather than two half houses in two different places. Maybe he's trying to extort money from me to get me to be maskim. I don't know why he's doing it. But lamais is, it makes more sense. It's a better chalukah. That's the lamdas. It's like a meet the stein type of a thing. It makes more sense. It's a better chalukah to do it like this. No, it's the same God. It's a better chalukah. That is why it makes it a better chalukah. In fact, the lashon of the Torah was, shalei yafsidu al atzman. He doesn't say shalei yafsidu habatim. Then the Levush says it over, shalei yafsidu habatim, that the batim are going to get ruined. It's going to be hefzid in the houses. Here, there's no hefzid now. The houses are just fine. But it's, for me, it's not convenient for me. It's not beneficial for me. It's a hefzid on myself. Still, it might be better for me to rent out a single large houses and then maybe. Okay, good. So we'll have to done. But Pashas we're talking about. Pashas we're talking about their living there. But
if we can make a chalukah now without I'm not coming
in the loft. I didn't make this up. Really, it's really a Ramon later on in Kufayin Dalet, Sevalov over there, the same type of a case by Sodis. If you look, the Ramon says, when you have two Sodis and you have a choice of dividing each Sod into two, or just you take a Sod and I take a Sod, the Ramon says, in Kufayin Dalet, Sif Alev, how you become Shnei Sodis, Echad Aima Laklat Kos Sod of a Sod, Echad Aima No, Laklat Sod Keneged Sod, Shaymin Laze, Shaima Laklat Sod Keneged Sod. And the Mefarshim explained, because it's a better chalukah. It's like midas tadaim to make me be in two different places and have half sodas. No, it's not fair. It's better to have one large soda in one place rather than two half sodas. Baruch Hashem, I found this week, the Chazon Ish says it. He doesn't bring the Lavush, but when he touches that, he does bring the Mashak, and he argues with the Mashak. That's not Pshat. And the Pshat is like, I'm telling you that it's better. You could look it up. It's Chazon Ish and Baba Basra, Simen Zayin Oishas. All right. In the Kanaim, that was he being married. If you want to rent out, it might be better. In the Kanaim, in a normal situation, this in the standard situation, does apply. If you're living there, it's much better for you to have one place than two half places. If the guy's making that taina, means vice versa, it's beneficial to him, it makes sense. He has a good taina.
What I mean is, if he's saying it is another svara, is one thing. He's saying the Chaznish argues on that. So, what's the chaz, if he holds it, this is the ikatam, what's he going to do in a situation where it doesn't work?
With his time doesn't work?
It doesn't work.
An economy. So then, so unless you'll have that time. If you'll have that time, maybe he'll be moited to that time if there was.
If you don't have this time.
I mean, Lavush also. Lavush is always good to teretz. What happens if there's no Eitzayis?
No, but what I'm saying is,
right? It just means that. No, I don't know. Well, he goes into that next step. The Mashak was trying to make a diig based on his pshat, and the Chazon Ish says that that's not pshat, and merely you don't have a diig. You want to know if he would be, you know, the lamdisha, but maybe it would work, but he's just saying that that's not pshat in this case.
So what happens in a case that it's not a difference? But there is a tzuris.
Then we'd be moided maybe to we'd be moided to Lavush, maybe, right? Okay, fine. Now, what was the case talking about? Pashas, the case has to be talking about where these houses are identical. And to divide, and you take one and I take one, is considered a chaluka. But if these houses wouldn't be identical, wouldn't be comparable, that one would be a colonial, one would be a ranch, like we said before, that even by doing it, it's considered a good or a good, like we said in Sefer Gimel, then B'chai Gavna, I would tell you that the guy who wants to divide each house would win. Because to divide each house has a shame chaluka to it. It's a din chaluka. To swap the houses will have a shame good or a good to it. And we all know chaluka is better than good or a good. The whole machab is talking about a case where the houses are comparable to each other. So even swapping houses has a shame chaluka to it. So now you just have a choice. Which chaluka do we do? Do we chaluka each individual house or do a house against a house? So a house against a house is a better chaluka. But if a house against a house would be good or good, because they're not identical, then avada we would do split each house individually, because chaluka is better than good or good. So then we would divide each house. Correct. I'm asking. Right. Then we would divide each house. Because chaluka is better than good. And bemes, you could say it in a different lamdas, is that if the vod is out to me this time, the Ramah over there in Kofayin Dalet, fears ois, that's only because everything is gavaldic. Everything, there's a maila in doing, swapping house against the house rather than splitting each house. Or he's talking about sodas. There's a maila swapping each soda rather than splitting each soda. So there, the Ramah says, fine, so we'll swap the soda. But if there's any reason why a person would rather split the soda, he could show a reason why he'd rather split the soda, so then we go back to the Ikadin Chalukah, and that is you have to split each individual item. And you would have to split each soda. So too here, if the houses aren't comparable, they're different, so then, of course from the lum that I said before, that Chalukah is better than good or good. Stam! Go back to the Ikadin Chalukah. The Ikadin Chalukah is to divide each house. The only reason why we do swapping house against house is because it's like a midas adayim, so, you know, it makes more sense. But if you could show why to you it makes more sense to have two half houses, like he was talking about, he wants to rent them both out, or whatever it is. So Nenechanami, in that case, then you could force faket a Chalukah in each individual house. So there would be Maila. So this whole case is talking about the houses are very similar to each other, and then we have a Maila of being Chalukah, a house against the house. Alright. Gago. V'chol shekein, and certainly, im b'chol bayis kedei chaluka, if each house is not divisible, shechol kum batum kenei gebatum, hova tashmishim b'shava, kumashin nizvar b'samak, in sif yugdimon. Now, in that extra case of the Ramah, where each bayis is not divisible, so there, I'll just hold cup a second, there, then even if the two houses are not comparable, we would do a good or ugud, one house against another house. Because what's the brayer? To divide each house? It's aimed at Gedekalu, because you don't have that choice. So you have to do a house against a house. In the Machabes case, where each house was divisible, so then we'll do house against a house, as long as that's a better division. But sometimes each house would be a better division. But in the case of the Ramah, you don't have that option to split each house, because it's aimed at Gedekalu, so you're going to have to do a house against a house. If the houses aren't the same. If the houses are the same, then it's considered a chaluka. If the houses aren't the same, then the Mechaba in Sefer Gimel calls it good agud. So even, but that would be good. You're allowed to do such a good agud as well. You're allowed to do, you take one house, I take another house, and that's a fair good agud. Now the Smart brings down over here in Sifkot Lamed Vav, Be'ishu Shamasik V'kosav, this is a little vosh, V'lo yuka lechad leim a good agud al shnein yachad. And a person can't say, okay, either you take both houses, and pay me X amount of dollars, or I'll take both houses and pay you X amount of dollars. You can't ask for a good or good to have both of them bevas achas, because this is a better deal to split a house against a house. Correct. You're right, but this might be a form of good or agud by swapping one house against another house. If the houses aren't comparable, it also has a shame good or agud to it, like we said in Sefer Gimel. And nevertheless, that's still better than doing a good or agud on two houses at one shot. And Zakta Smani continues, "Von li nira de gam bezeach azelo, I'm reading a good or agud." If let's say we say, okay, I'll do one at a time. First take house on the first street, and then we'll talk about house on second street, and we'll do good or agud individually. That's also not a good idea. It's better to swap the houses. If they're going to do good agud, even zeh it's shayik to come out. The shayik that one person will run away with both houses, and the other guy won't even have any houses. So that's not a good idea. It's better to make a chaluka or even a good agud, where at least kach, you'll end up with something and I'll end up with something. But he won't have what he had a shutfis in. It's always better, that's why chaluk is better than good agad. You have a chelik of your shutfis remaining by you. You have a chelik of the houses. And the Ramah spells this out clearly. The Ramah says that even when it's a good agad, the Ramah says along that just like you see chaluk is a difa from good agad, because each one is left with something. So even if they both have a shame good agad to it, because let's say the houses aren't comparable, still it's better that you take a house and I take a house, because it's closer to a chalukah than a good or a good of doing two houses in one shot, or it was a chazer. And we know that chalukah is a deeper than good or a good, so to a good or a good, which is like a chalukah, is a deeper than a good or a good. That's what the Rama says. So if he says it, zichah mochah. But yes, kufayin gemal. But it's still better. It's still better. It's closer. The same idea is at least you'll end up with something and I'll end up with something. All right. Let's continue in the Ramah. This is a very geshmak Ramah now. V'hod debayis nega bayis kolkin haynu bedovet shatash mishin shava. Like we said before, in Sefer Gibbon. Only if they serve the same function. But if they don't serve the same function, you have two shvachas. We had a case. One knows how to bake. One knows how to sew. You don't swap and you take one shivka and I take one shivka. I need both. I need a baker and I need a sewer. So a seamstress. You can't do a division of the two shvakas like that. So to buy houses. If the houses are tashmish and shava, fine. If they're not shava, then it's no good. The rav batim ain behem din chaluka. Memela, most of the houses today do not have a shame chaluka to it. You can't divide them in two. And you can't even, sometimes you can't even swap different structures, we'll see, if they're not both the same bayis. She'ein kol abatim v'chadarim shoven. Ve'ein chokum bayis neged aliyah. If you have a penthouse and I have a regular house, o'chedesh in tashmish shovelo, that's not even a fair swap. It's like ein tashmish shovel. One serves one purpose, one serves another purpose. V'kojikim b'mokim she'itzdarach listah b'chalayne se'psachim. If you want to make a one-family house and transform it into a two-family house, you're going to convert it, you're going to have to spend a choice and changing windows and doors, but lots of living sheets are collected at Soish, Shein Chokum Bayis Echod, and therefore you're not Chaylik. Mamela, because of these halachas, that has to be Tashmish and Shava, it's Dr. Rivosh, that it's Roiv Batim Bezmanen. If you want to take one family home and split into two, it's not considered a Tashmish and Shava, because I'm going to end up with the kitchen, you end up with the dining room. It's not Shava, you don't have a kitchen, I don't have a dining room. It's not good. I need everything that I had in a large house. I need a kitchen, a dining room, a bedroom, a bathroom. And if we're going to cut into here, if it's like a mullet, someone's going to miss out something. Till now we had a basic kitchen. Cut in here, now I lose my basic kitchen. So it's not tashmish and shava. It's not comparable in tashmish and mamela. You can't do it.
What changed?
Why do you say now? Maybe in the olden days they had like one multi-room or something, one big room that you did everything in one big room. So you cut that one big room in half, so you have two rooms. So each one will have left with that one room and do everything at once in that one room. But today we have individual rooms. We have a bedroom and we have a kitchen and a bathroom. We have individual rooms, a dining room. So you're going to cut the house in half. I'm losing half the rooms. I'm losing some of my ishtamshes. L'chayra. Avo zokti ramo, avo midivrei harosh b'tshuva. But from the Rosh in Tshuva, Nira de Chokim Bayis Keneged Chanus, he argues, he makes a dik in the Rosh, the Mashmois of the Rosh in the Tshuva that the Torah brings down, is that you could make a swipe, a house against the store, even though they're not Tashmish and Shavu L'chara. A store serves one function, and a house store serves another function. Right, so he's mamish an extreme, and even that. But if a chanus is a whole different tashmish, so how you let to be chaylik a bayis keneged chanus? When you have two different things, you can't do chaylik against each other, right? Two shvakas, one is a seamstress, one's a baker. You're not chaylik one against the other because I need both. See, that's why I need both. I need a house and I need a store. Why should I give up a business? I need a business. Why should I give up sleeping in a house? I need a house. So I need both. I need a house and I need a store. And nevertheless, he has a deek and the truth is a rush to chokum bais kenek a chanus oy martif, a seller. Venerly, to who adin, they stored wine there. Venerly, to who adin neged cheder, neged aliyah, dezem mikri tashmisha yishava. I, the Rivosh, is second taina that there's money, the cost involved to split the house. Gam linyan notzai sabinyan, im nir lebezin, sheinu mazik lem kokach, it's not so, such a terrible cost involved. Chokin, u commotion is well else, if hey, linyan hefzer abatim. So that's his diyak in the Rosh. And even, it means it's a broad gather of what's tashmish and shava. It's mamish.
What do you do with
the seamstress and that? I don't know. You have to say seamstress and a baker is more choluk than a store and a house.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's difficult. Yeah, it's challenging. I'm asking. Yes. So let's go into this a little bit.
So the baker can say, everybody needs a seamstress and a baker.
Yeah, and everyone doesn't. What is he going to do? So he'll now bring his kanus into his house. Or he'll now sleep in his kanus. It's a little challenging. But this is not poshit at all. This is a Ramaz Dik and the Tshuva Saraj. I want to say over the Tshuva and you'll see that this is far from poshit. In Lalaka Pashas, we do not go with this Ramaz. Like the Elam is being matmiya. What's going on? The Rosh has a case like this. I'll say over the story. I'll try to be makatz a bit. But the story was like this. Reuven died and he left over an Amona and a son. And the way the takana in Totila was, maybe it's Toledo, I don't know, but the takana there was is that the wife inherits half the nechasim and the son inherits half the nechasim. So it ended up that they're now equal yoshim, an amana and a son, and a yosim. Now share this estate. What was left over in the estate was left over with a house and an attic, an aliyah, and a martif, a cellar for wine, and a chenos. So you had actually four perhaps different types of structures. I mean, they were one on top of the other. The cellar was in the basement, and then you had the house, and then on top, you had the Ali and the Chanos. Good, but you had four different rooms, we'll call it, or structures in one estate. In one building. Comes along the son, and the son says, look, it's time to move on, and we're going to do a good agit here. The son couldn't afford to do good agit, so what he did was he lined up a buyer, and he told his mother, the Amona, he told his mother, look, he's willing to offer $100,000, so either you buy me out for $100,000, for $50,000, for my half, or if I can't, I'll just sell the whole lock, stack, and barrel, the estate, to this koina, take the $100,000, give you half of it, and you'll get your $50,000. So if you call, that was the Tshuva Saraj. This is the Tshuva Saraj that we had before in Ramah. The Ramah says, that's not a fair good agad. You can't do a good agad unless you have your own money. You can't do a good agad that you're going to sell it off to a third party. If you're buying it for yourself, that's good agad. But to sell it to a third party is no good agad. But this is the Tshuva. This is the Makar. The Almana told the son and said, look, I don't have money to buy you out. I'm not interested in a good agad, but I would love to live in the house. I've been living here for 40 years. We shouldn't say that, but I'm making it up. And I would love to continue living here. Don't throw your old mother out of the house. And I would love to, so if you'd like, I'll keep the house and you could have the rest. You could have the cellar and you could have the attic and you could have the store and we'll get a shumas bezin to shatz up how much the house is worth against the other three rooms. And it's supposed to be comparable. And if it's equal, fine. And if one is worth a little more than the other, so whoever gets the more will pay the other one to compensate him for that little difference. That's what the Almana offered on the table back to the son. And that was the Shala that went to the Rosh, and the Rosh paskin that is no good or agad. Because the son's not willing to buy it for himself, he only wants to buy it to a third party. And then the Rosh fears ice. 1 second. And the Rosh fears ice, and this is the important part. The koshikin benidin zeh means kilo, forget that svara that the son's not buying it for himself. Even if he would buy it for himself, still, shehaliya dira bifne atzma, the attic is, it's in and of itself. The chanus dira bifne atzma, the store is. Go to the second floor. The aliyah is a dira bifnei atzmo. The chanus is a dira bifnei atzmo. The martef is la'atzmoi. So you have four different items going on here. Certainly, she'adinu me'isha, that the son can't tie in a good or a good. L'chaira. And why not? It's because you have to say pshat. The other pshat I'm going to give you, a simple pshat is because, if you recall, we said before that when you have different items, if they have different Diris b'fnei, if you have two shvachas, right? So you can't do good agar on both pavas zakas. You have to do zakas there. So here the son is trying to do a good agar on everything together. That doesn't work, because each one is a dir b'fnei. That's what Chaya would be pshat in the rush. Okay, we'll see. But he says, shadina me'isha, that is what? Shim yirtza ha-ben, if the ben would like, yikheim b'shumas bezdin, if he'd like, he could buy off, take half of it, b'shumas bezdin, v'yalu zen lezen, means he'll take the Chanus, Aliyah, and Matev, and will allow the Amana to remain living in the Dira, and whatever the difference is, Yalu Zebeze Bedomim. That's what he could do.
What the mother suggests.
We're going to get to it. So comes along the Daki Moshe, offer not, and the Daki Moshe says, what does this mean that he could do Yalu Zebeze Bedomim, which is the Lashna Gura Agar? What does that mean? Zok the Daki Moshe, and he's bothered by, how can he do Gura Agar here? The four unique item, she'ein tashmishim shava, and the Rivash says you can't do a good agar b'kai gavna, you have to just do individual good agats. Zakta Daki Moshe, a little doichik in the tshuva, Zakta Daki Moshe, hainu enechanami, she'yemer b'cholecha b'fnei atzmai good agat. That you'll have to say good agat on the aliyah b'fnei atzmai, and on the chanus b'fnei atzmai, and the marti b'fnei atzmai, and the deer b'fnei atzmai. That's what the tshuva sarash means. Then he says, could be the Chuvah's Rush means something else. Could be the Chuvah's Rush means that, no, you could do good agad and make a swap. The son will take three, and the mother will take the dira, and they'll do a swap. Zeh keneged zeh, and that will be the good agad. I ain't tashmi shehem shave. The Rush argues with the Rivash, and the Rush will hold that that is considered tashmish and shava. And that's where this Ramah is coming from. The Ramah is coming from that last line of the Tshuvas HaRash, that the son has the option to split and make a good or agud, where he'll take the chanus, ali, and mantiv against the mother's bias, and that is a form of good or agud. You see that chanus against the bias is considered tashmish and shava. You need we had in Sif Yud Gimel that if it's Tashmish and Shava, you could make a good agad zeh keneged zeh. If it's ain't Tashmish and Shava, you can't do good agad zeh keneged zeh, like the case of seamstress and a baker. If I say I want the seamstress, if you have the baker, that doesn't work.
Yeah, but who says Rivash argues there? You're saying it's called
Rivash holds that houses are ain't Tashmish and Shava, that we just saw in the Ramah. Comes along the Rosh and says that you can make this swap. So the Medayik to Dake Moshe, in one of its Pratim in the Rosh, that the Rosh argues with the Rivash. So Kumtai's first I want to show you, Rabbi Isai, is that you see the Daki Moshe wasn't convinced that this is Pshat in the Rosh. It was a second suggestion of a Pshat in the Rosh. When he came to Ramah, I guess he had a little more confidence in that Pshat, and he says, Nira, t'mashma in the Rosh, that case. He's not 100% sure, but it's apparent in the Rosh that he argues with the Rivash. Okay. Comes along the Prisha and blows this whole Raya out of the water and says, there's no such thing. Like the Oyam was wondering, how, where do you see Tashmish and Shava? Chanus and Adir is two separate things. What do you do with that last line in the Rush? Saktaprisha Pashit. Sagushmakapshat. Saktaprisha Pashit. That was what the mother offered, right? The mother made that suggestion. The Amana said, if you'd like, take the three and I'll take the house. And the kid was in action. He said, no, I want to do good organ on everything. Saktarosh, Hadina Meisha. And if the son wants, he's going to have to listen to her suggestion and let her live in the house, and he'll take the other three items. Not that the son has the right to initiate such a good agud, because it's taka in tashmish and shava. But if the mother was willing, and she made that offer, say, if he wants to divide, but the less breya, this is the only option he has. He's going to have to take his mother's offer. If he doesn't want, then he'll remain b'shutfim. But if he wants, he should accept her offer. But that's all he was saying. Avada the Rivash is right. And if the mother wanted, she could have said that too. Avada Rivash is right, you can't do such a good agud, it's not Tashmish and Shava. But if the mother offered, so that's the only option the son has left. He could accept the mother's offer. And then Pisha says, even Vaita, the Drisha, that is, first the Pisha that Pratt, and the Drisha says, I'll bring you a Raya. He says, Adarab, but the Lashon HaRosh was, Im Yirtza HaBen, if the son wants, he could do that. That's, so, vice versa, if the son doesn't want, and he wants to remain in the shutvis, he'll remain in the shutvis. In fact, the Drisha, if the Ramah would be right, then let the mother turn around to the son and pull a fast one on the son and say good agud on him and say, I want the house and you take the other three and we'll do a good agud. If this is considered a fair good agud, that you could force such a good agud, a house against the chanos, so let the mother force the son to do that. Why does the Rosh say, im yirtzeh haben? Vayisai says, up to the ben's option. If the ben wants to stay b'shutfis, who stay b'shutfis? Faket, let the mother force the ben out. Elamai, you see that this is really not a good, not a proper good agud, like the Rivash, just since the mother offered, if the ben wants, he could accept the offer. If he doesn't want, he won't accept the offer. That's what the Drisha says. If anything, he says, arai faket. Now, Lamai says, the Drisha is... Right, that's what the Rosh is telling the son. Your option is not a good option. If you want the mother's option, fine. If not, you're left with nothing.
Why not?
That's what he's telling the son. You're stuck. You're going to have to listen. As we said, dinu me'isha. Either you accept her offer or you're stuck. That's what he's telling her. Now, the ma'isa, the drish is raya faked. It's not such a good raya because the mother wouldn't dare do such a good agud. It's because good agud, you can't decide the outcome. You're the Tavea, you have to let the Nitta decide the outcomes. If the Muslim has told the kid, you know what, let's do a house against the Aliyah, Chanus, and Martev, the son would tell Ma, great idea, I'll take the Dira and you take the Chanus, Aliyah, Martev, and you can be stuck. And that's not what the mother wants. That's the least thing the mother wants. She doesn't want the headache of the store. She doesn't want anything. She just wants a place to live. So she won't initiate such a good argument. But all right, that's was the Raya, the Drisha. Fair enough. I want to bring a Raya that the Prisha is right. I think it's Pash, whatever, Daki Moshe, but just read the words of the Tshuva Zerush. The Tshuva Zerush is, I'll say over the words again. Hadina me'isha, why? Shim yirtza haben, yikheim b'shumas bezdin, v'yalo zeh lezeh b'domim. He could ask and do a shumas bezdin, see the difference, and whoever has more will pay the difference, yalo zeh lezeh b'domim. And that will be the form of good agud. What shaykhs does Shumas Bezin have here? We paskin that good augur has nothing to do with Shumas Bezin. Good augur is the Tavei sets the price, and the Nitri either takes it or leaves it. Right? There was a sheet of Shishanim hold that you need Shumas Bezin, but we don't paskin like that. The Rosh doesn't paskin that. The Rosh says that the Tavei could even hike up the price. Yeah, you can't lowball the guy. You have to have at least the fair market value, but you're allowed to go up. The son, if he's initiating a good agud, should be able to say any price he wants. What is the Rosh talking about a Shumas Bezin here for? Elamai, it's mamash like what the Prisha said, because what was the mother's taina? The mother said, let's get, Zloshin is, Hamono Omeris, Ainli Mois Liknois, Alani Eka Kabais, Vata Tika Kashar, Vyushumu Bezdin. That was her offer on the table. Her offer was, let's get Bezdin to shut it up, and whatever the difference is, one will compensate the other. So Memela Dr. Rosh, you're stuck. Your option, you the son, you're telling you to do a good agud and everything is not a good option. And Memela Hadina Me'isha, and if you want, we'll do the Shumas Bezin like she suggested. But you see clearly that he was referring to her suggestion. He wasn't referring to a regular din good agud, because it would be a regular din good agud had nothing to do with Shumas Bezin. He should have said, Im Yirtza Haben, Yikva, a price. Yom a good argid, v'yalla zela zel bedamim. Nothing to do with Shumas Bezin. Elamai, you see, he's talking about Shumas Bezin means he's talking about her suggestion. So it's clearly no raya then from the Rosh to argue with the Rivash. And the Pashas Minaseka Lukhari is like the Rivash. No, I could do that also. Even in that case, good argid, if let's say you want to swap houses and Sifya Gimel, it's like every good argid. I'll call it. I'd rather have house A than B. So if I get house A, I'll pay you $10 and you take it, house B. If you want house A, you take it, but then you compensate me and give me $10 because I hold that house A is worth more than house B by $10. Not only that, I don't even have to give anything. The Ramah gave a case in Sifya Gimel that we could swap without any difference in price. That was another choice, right? I could say, it's up to the Tavei to decide. So why is the Rosh telling the son, you got to do it with the Shumas Bezin and Yalo Zeh Lezeh? There it is, because that was the suggestion of the mother. So he's telling her, take her suggestion or leave it. That's what you're stuck. So you don't have a right anymore that the Rivash and the Rosh argue. Pashas, we go like the Rivash. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz of the note says, Yofa Toma Ha'olov Asma Bezeh. The Sma is right. That's not shot in the Rosh, and you can't bring a right from the Rosh, not like the Rivash. V'yesh Oid Raya Lezeh El She'en Laharich. It's another right that it must be that's the pshat. He doesn't tell you what it is. Perhaps, Ulai, He means the raya that I just told you, that why is the Rosh telling you Shumas Bezin for if it'll be a regular good argid? The Rivosh, we know what he says. And the Rosh, we don't know what he says. And it's a Shaila. So I'd rather go with the Rivosh, Kedei Rishayna, rather than Rosh. So the Taz Paskins Lehedya, like the Rivosh. The Goyin does the same thing, very Bekitza, Kedarka Bekoidish. The Goyin is Nun Zayin, says like this. When the Ramah, it says, Avam Medivre Rosh, Zag de Goyin, Ein Sma that argues, Lichen Kos of Taz, finished, it's over. That's it, the Goyin was now Kaveim Mismorim, that we go like the Sma and the Taz. And the Orach HaShulchan Paskin's the same, and the Orach HaShulchan reminds us that you should know, he was Moisiv, that you should know that even the Daki Moshe was Mesopak Rapshat and the Roshes. So for sure we should go with the Rivash, right? We don't have a Vade Rosh arguing with the Rivash. Even the Daki Moshe himself wasn't convinced that the Rosh argues with the Rivash. So Mamela, the Halacha is like the Rivash. All right. Let's move on, Rabbi. It's Halacha L'maisa, it's back to the Pashtus, that a house against a house, it's very rare that you can have houses that are equal. If you're going to want to divide one house into two, most of the time you're going to end up with Ein Tashmish and Shav. You're going to be left with two odd houses. This is lacking a dining room. This is lacking a kitchen. So it's not going to be a fair chalukah, and you can't do such a chalukah. All right, let's continue in the Ramah. There's one more major halach in the Ramah. Let's see it. So the Ramah continues. Meal in good agud ain chilek min bayis or makam beis haknesses or shad varm sheyicholay ma'akulo b'yaka good agud. Every item basically is eligible for a good agud. Yesh oimrim, and here's an exception. Yesh oimrim, ein din gura agud rak bedava shahaguf shalahen. Something that they own intrinsically, it's karen, they own the item itself. Avo b'mashkanta oi chedoima, if you have a mashkin, o chedoima, shasidin ligbois maisein in oimrim gura agud rak chokim amois. What's this case? This case is let's say, the two of us, we went and we lent a guy money, and to secure that loan, he gave us a mashkin, and we're living in the mashkin. He gave us a house as collateral, and we're going to be living in the mashkin until he pays up. So chutz from the loan itself, let's say we have the mashkin on it as well, or let's say, you know what, let's, when the Ramah's next case is we're actually living there, let's talk about we're not living in the house, we just have the mashkin, this house has a mashkin on this loan, and now we want a tiny good or agud on this deal. Let's break up our shutfis and let's divide it. Now, how are we going to divide? How are we going to do a good argid here? What are we going to do? How are we going to do chalukah? Is anybody going to take a look? What are we going to do? You take half the loan, I take half the loan. It just doesn't work. What are we going to do? So you're going to have to do a, well, the house is not ours to divide. It still belongs to the guys. We can't really mess up the house. So the only thing you could do really is a good argid. Zok the Rashba, that on this, he don't do good agud. Why? Because what's the problem? The house, the mashkin itself is the house we don't really own. It's only a mashkin. And mitzad, the underlying choyv, that which we own, that the guy owes us money, beseder, what do we have to do good agud on the loan today? In a year from now, it will mature. The guy will pay up. And the money that he pays up, we'll divide the money then. So we'll do the chalukah then. Why do a good agud today if you could do a chalukah then? You'll do the chalukah at the end when it's paid up. That is the Rashba.
Yeah, but I can't be sure to now. It's going to take another 5 years.
Right, it'll take another 5 years. Correct.
We're getting benefit from the house now.
Oh, we're going to see we'll get better. That's the next halakha of the Ramah. We're going to see. But the Val, let's just, you know what, let's see the Ramah quickly. If we're actually using the mashkin, so we're benefiting from the mashkin, that's havi k'may schiris, that's just like schiris, it's like we're renting the house, which is commission is banned, if tested yesh kolkin, that the ashit is a whole, that you could do good agud on the schiris. So good. So if we're benefiting from the mashkin, we're using the mashkin, so you could do good agud on the schiris. But if we're not benefiting yet from the mashkin, and you want to do good agud on this whole shutfis, you can't do good agud because wait till the debt will be paid up, and then do a regular chalukah on the money that will be paid in. Now I have to develop this. It needs a beer here. Let's just bring this out. What does the Ramah mean, oichadoima, avo b'mashkanta oichadoima? What's the kidoima? The kidoima is, it's mashman, the chuvah, the rashman, the Rabbeinu Yerucham spells it out clearly, the kidoima is a regular shtar chayv. Let's say we didn't have the mashkin. Stam, the two of us lend money to a guy, and we have a shtar chayv, that the guy owes us $100,000, and now we want to do a chalukah, or we can't do a chalukah, you can't rip the shtar into two, what are you going to do? There's no chalukah. So the only option is good or agud. On that too, Zakhtar Ashba and Rabbeinu Yerucham, you can't do good or agud on this, because it's en gufa ikana. You don't really own, you know, the shtar, the chayv. It's, sorry? There's no shtamshes kosher gain, so there's no, it's not eligible for a good ugga be guf hadava. You don't own the guf hadava. It's only the debt that's owed to you. When the debt will be collected, do chaluk on the money that you collect. But don't do good ugga today. That is a Rabbeinu Yeruchim as well. So now, that's what the Ramah means. That's what the Sman, that's tied up the Ramah. Fine. Comes along the Beis Yosef. Health cup Rabbeinu Yosef, very geschmack in it. The Beis Yosef, if he brings down this halacha of the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that we don't do good agad on the shtar chayiv, or on a mashkin, zok the Beis Yosef, he brings a different Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that the Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that by schiris you do good agad, you have good agad by schiris.
What is the case of
schiris? Regular, like the sif test, the two of us rent a house for a year, two bachrim rent the dira for the zman, and we're not getting along, so we do good agad, either you stay in the dira, and I'll leave, I'll stay in the dira and you leave. We could do good agad on the dira. We do, it is eligible for good agad on schiris. So frekta bedekadayis, the two Rabbeinu Yeruchims are seiser each other. Here Rabbeinu Yeruchim paskins that there's no good agad on the shtar chayiv because it's not gufa ikonai. And then the Rabbeinu Yeruchim continues and says, but there is good agad on schiris. If there's good agad on schiris, it's not gufa ikonai. How y'all have a good agad on schiris? Elamai, Rabbeinu Yeruchim was seiser himself. And since that's the Bedek Abayis, now Betzim, if the Bedek Abayis holds that that's a steer, he should ask even stronger. He should ask that the Rashman himself will say himself. The truth is the Rashman passes like the Rambam that we do good or agud on schiris, and yet the Rashman says over here, which is Mekalaka, that you don't do good or agud on shtar chayv because it's not gufei koni. So he should have asked the steer of Rashman in Ebe. And therefore, and the Bedek Abayis continues, and Hayoyis, the Rambam Kranes Bar, that the Rambam holds that we do good agad on Schiris, Memela will also do good agad on Shtar Chayiv, not like the Rashman Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And therefore he paskind, not like the Rashman Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he doesn't bring the Rashman down. Mechaba left it out. Because he paskins not like the Rashman. Why? His right to pass like the Rashman is because we have good agad by Schiris. That is just the Rambam. Now, good. Yeah, good. We're gonna bring that type of a teretz out.
Obvious difference. I don't understand. Here I have a reason not to be wanting to be your partner. I don't like living with you. I understand.
Good. By shtar chayiv, also, I don't want to be your partner. Let's say I don't like the way you're trying to collect the debt. Or I have a better way to collect the debt.
Here, you're gonna get the money. We split it. What does that
have
to do with living?
Yeah, but until now, we have to collect the debt. I don't like the way you're managing the debt. I'd rather manage the debt differently, right? So we could have issues now too. All right. Now, truth be told, there is a Chuvus HaRosh, which argues with the Rosh. Beis Yosef doesn't bring it here. But the Chuvus HaRosh says, Mefurish, Simen Tzadiches, Oy Zayin, it's brought in the Torah, Simen Samakvav, Sif Membeis, the end of Simen Samakvav, the Chuvus HaRosh says, Lahedya, that there is good Agid on Eshtar Chayv, not like the Rashba. Okay, good. So here you have a machloikis rishonim. You have a Rashba hole, a Rashman Rebbeinu Yeruchim holds that there is no good organ in shtar chayiv, and you have a Rosh who holds that there is good organ in shtar chayiv, and you have the Beis Yosef's Rambam, the Bedek Abayis Rambam holds that since you have it on schiris, you can have a shtar chayiv as well, like the Rosh. So you have now a machloikis rishonim. So we really have to understand what's the reasoning behind this machloikis rishonim. We really have to understand what is the Rashba talking about. Why does the Rashba hold that by shtar chayiv there is no good organ? What's his lumdis? So you look at the Lashon of the Rashba says a Lashon, Dulo Amru Ela B'man She'ein Roya L'Chalek. You only have good agad when something's not Roya L'Chaluka. But V'lo Eshulem B'Chaluka L'Oilem. And something that either is not large enough, it's not divisible, and V'lo Eshulem B'Chaluka L'Oilem. And it'll never become divisible. Ava B'mashkin, that will become divisible eventually. It is shayek to have a chaluka on it tomorrow, in a year from now. B'chai gavna, they were never masakin good agad. B'chai gavna, there's no tzayek to be masakin good agad. In fact, adirabba, remember, whenever you have chaluka, we always opt for chaluka over good agad, because chaluka is the better form of division. Is a better form of breakup. So, Dr. Ashba, hey, yois, we could have a chaluka tomorrow, memela. Adarabba, chaluka is better than a good agad. They were never masakin a good agad today because you could get a better type of a division, which is chaluka, tomorrow. And the Rosh holds, not like that. The Rosh holds, Shkoyek, tomorrow you can have a chalukah. But today, what's going to be for today? Today I want to have a way out. And today there is no form of chalukah. So for today, we need to be masak and good augur. It means the Rosh held, there was no reason to be masak and good augur today, because you could do a chalukah tomorrow. And the Rosh holds, but since today you have no way to break up, so today, we had to be Masak and Gedolah. So there was a reason to be Masak and Gedolah. That's L'Khari, the Machloek is Rashba and Rosh. I just want to bring it out even further, deeper. And it's Pashit, L'Khari, Tali, they're going Mamash L'Shitasam. Really, good or good is a concept that doesn't exist in Midaraisa. Midaraisa is only Chaluka. Good or good was a Takonis Chazal. Now why was Chazal, why were they Masak and Gedolah? That's a Machloikis Rishonim, the Rashba and the Rosh. The truth is, the Rashba says, the reason why the Masak and Gedolah was because, Be'etzem, a person always has a right to do Chalukah, even when something is not royal Chalukah. Even if it's two Ames wide, that's my right. I own half of it, I have a right to take my half. Right. Comes along the Chachamim to close that option, because Mamish, you're messing the other guy up big time. You're leaving him with something not roy. You're going to do chalukah on something which is ain't roy le chalukah. You're messing the guy up. Came along the chacham al tzitzis yoshev ha'toiv, and they stopped that, and in place, they substituted with a different option called good argot. In order to stop you from asking for a chalukah on something which is not roy le chalukah, they gave you a substitute chalukah, a different form called good argot. That's the Chuvas HaRashba. So in the Rashba's world, that's very good in a normal situation. By Ishtar Choyv, it's not a problem. I could stop you from doing a chalukah. It's not a problem. I'm going to leave you high and dry without any form of chalukah. No, you'll have a good form of chalukah tomorrow. When you collect the debt, you'll have a beautiful form of chalukah. I don't have to enact and substitute chalukah called Gedolah. I could stop you from doing the chalukah today because tomorrow you'll have a chalukah. I don't have to institute a good or agud here. It's not really a chalukah anyway. And to institute a good agud here wouldn't make sense. Why should I institute a good agud if I could have a chalukah tomorrow? The only reason why I institute a good agud is always to stop you from doing a chalukah when it's not roy, and then I'm going to leave you with not any option of chalukah, so I got to make a substitute option. Here I have a substitute built in. Do chalukah tomorrow when the debt is collected. That's the Chuvas HaRashba. So over here, you have a form of chalukah tomorrow. They weren't Masak and Gedolah today. The Rosh, however, said a different shot. Slightly different. The Rosh says the reason why they were Masak and Gedolah, they stopped a chalukah no matter what. A chalukah which is any roy, they stopped. So why were they mezak and good augur? Dr. Raj, because since kidra de bei shutfi la kariv of la chamima, we know that shutfim don't always work out. Sometimes there's inner fighting, they're struggling, they have different ideas, and they envision the company to move forward differently. We know it's not going to work well. We always have to let a way out. Otherwise, the shutfis, there are times the shutfis can't survive. We got to allow a way out. So therefore, the chazal were mezak in a way out called good augur. Because sometimes shutras don't work out. And when they're not working out, we got to give them a way out. So in the Rosh's world, that the reason why we did a good agud is because shutras sometimes don't work out. So then what, even by Ishtar Chayv, what are you telling me? That tomorrow or in a year from now, I'll collect the debt and divide it. Shkoyek, but what's going to be now for the next year till I collect the debt? The shutras are not working out. We're fighting. What's going to be? We have to have a way out. So therefore, the Masak and good agud to give you a way out. It means whenever there's no way out, they want Masak and good agud to give you a way out. So Meila, the Rosh holds that there is good agud on the debt because collecting it tomorrow is not enough. What happens if there's fighting today? We have to be mezak and good agud. The Rashba, the good agud was only as a substitute to prevent a chalukah, and we had to give something in place, so we did good agud. Here, I don't have to give anything in place. I have a good chalukah. I have a chalukah tomorrow. That's the chayyur, the machloikis, and it all goes l'shitasam. Oh, so now let's go back to mashkanta. Let's understand mashkanta. So now, let's, before we use, just to take the case of Shtar Chayv. You have a Shtar Chayv with a Mashkanta, so Dr. Rashba, since I could collect the whole Shutras Be'ikah was for the Shtar Chayv, and I'll collect my Chayv tomorrow, so I'll do the Chalukah tomorrow, and Chalukah is a Difa, and we don't make a good or a good today. Comes along the Beis Yosef and the Bedek of Eisen, yes, what do you mean? It's a Stira, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, a Stira, a Rashba, Schiris, we pass on like the Ramam, that there is good or good by Schiris. The whole kasha l'chayev tzeknish done. What does schiris have to do with this? By schiris, we're in it for the schiris. We came in, we rented the dira for the zman. We're in it for the schiris, which is what, basically what you're saying, I'm just bringing it out. We're in it for the schiris. What are you going to tell me that there's no good argon. Why shouldn't there be good argon? How else are we going to divide? Of course, it's good argon. If I can't do a chalukah, I'm going to do good argon. If it could be chaylik that bias into two, and if the pass is chalukah on skiers, fine, we'll do it. But if it doesn't pass chalukah, then you're going to have to give me an option called good argon to replace chalukah. Otherwise, what am I going to do? I have to have that form. What does that have to do with shtarchoyim? Shtarchoyim, the lumnus was, is because I have a chalukah. The chalukah is tomorrow when I collect the debt. So don't do good argon today if I could do chalukah tomorrow. By skiers, I don't have a chalukah tomorrow. So if I'm going to have good auger today, what do I have to do with, what schiris have to do with mashkin? So I'm a shapella. That's what Rashi says, geschmack. Rashi paskins that by schiris is good auger. And yet by mashkin, there is, by shtarchoy, there is no good auger. Because I can have a chalukah tomorrow. But by schiris, there is no chalukah tomorrow. I'm in it for the shtamshis today. And for the shtamshis today, we have to divide. What are we going to do? You don't want me to do chalukah because it's not right. Fine. So you got to give me a substitute option called good auger. So you gave me good auger. Very geschmack. Mele, there's no steer anymore between the Rashba, no steer between the Ben Yeruchim. It has nothing to do with the Ramam Schiris. Everything, L'chayre, is geschmack. All right. And maybe that's what the Sma means. The Sma says a loshin in Sivkot Mem, Shani Schiris, Shein Sachru Umushaumin, Ve'ein Hen Goivin Mois Lebesayf. They're not collecting anything at the end. This is the Schiris. So we gotta make a chaluka. Mishamachi L'shay chaluka. So I mean, be good, be good argument. My shenkin by shtarchoy, where I could eventually collect the money. So do chalukah on the money then. So memele, they didn't give you a good argument today. L'chayre, that is pshat over here. The problem over here is a, sorry? Yeah, skiris is going to end shkoyach, so we have a way to end the shutvis. But if you want to be extreme, every item that we own eventually will end. We own the tape recorder. Tape recorder doesn't last forever. That's for 20 years, 30, eventually. It's going to go. Teretz is, but yes, so what do I do now? It means the fact that Schiris is going to end is not a division of my Shutvis. It's a finishing of my Shutvis. So how are you going to break up the Shutvis in the meantime? So you have to give an option good organ. By Shtarchoiv, when we collect the debt, it's not that our Shutvis ended. No, now we have money in the account, and now we'll do Chalukah on the Shutvis. You'll take after money, I'll take after money. That's a Chalukah. So if I have an option of Chalukah tomorrow, don't do good auger today. Mashenk by Skiris, I don't have an option of Chalukah tomorrow. So if I do the Yom HaSakim, good auger today. Somehow, then we'll go. But there is no such option by Schiris. Like he says, there is no option of Chalukah tomorrow. So I've added the Umar Sakin, good or good today. Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like the Ikka was, first of all, some of it is talking about, right, part of Rashi is talking about where you're not even using the Mashkanta. Right, so you see that, and even if you are using it, but the Ikka Kavana was to lend to the guy ribbis and to make money. That was the Ikka Kavana. The Ikka Kavana wasn't to use the mashkin. But all right, fine. So that now comes along. You know, let's go to Nirmah. So what is the Nirmah saying? Nirmah says nearly the mishdamshim b'mashkanta havi k'mayskiyas. So what's the Nirmah saying? L'chayro, you can ask the Nirmah mamanachak. If he went like the Rosh. And the Rosh holds they do good agad on every shtarchoiv, so you don't even need the shtamches in the mashkin for. Even without the shtamches in the mashkin, have good agad. Elamai, he means the Rashba, Svara, like he just brought down, that hey, yois, we're going to do chalukah at the end, therefore we don't do a good agad now. So what's the chilik that I'm being mishtamish with the mashkin? L'chayr, I'm still, our shutvis is only to be collected. We'll have a chaluk at the end. And whenever there's chaluk at the end, we don't do good or good today. In fact, the Rashba in this Tshuva said both cases. Say if you're not being mishtamish with the mashkin. And he said, afilu, if it's a suya lishtamish with the mashkin, still we won't allow good or good today because you could do a chaluk tomorrow. So what's the Ramak saying now? That if you're mishtamish with the mashkin, we'll do good or good just like skiris. Look, it's not true. Even if we mishamish with the mashkin, since the chayv is oimid to be collected, and I can do chaluk on the chayv tomorrow, so I can't do good or good today, l'chayra. So what you have to say, l'chayra,
pshat. The chayv will be collected, but that's also, maybe the chaluk, maybe
they
never come to a
kedai
chaluk ever.
Why not? I mean, that was, we lent the guy with the kavana to collect, otherwise we're losing our pants. Right? The idea was to,
we're gonna
collect from the guy, we're gonna try to collect. And if worse comes to worse, we'll collect it from the mashkin, right? We have security as well. We're going
to
collect.
But maybe he wants to be able to sell his chelik, which he can't sell as long as it's not, you know, so, on the whole thing and on the chayv. You have a mashkin that's here, and not here, that's that. There is something that's a chesaron. Well, that's what he's saying to Rashba, is there's no chesaron of not splitting it today. Because tomorrow...
Eventually, you'll be able to do a chalukah, and a chalukah is a better form of division than good
goal,
argued.
Goal is to get it tomorrow.
Right,
if
correct.
I decided I want to sell it today, it's only sellable whole.
Yeah, but still, you should wait and do a proper chalukah tomorrow. Sell it? Maybe you can sell your chelik to someone. I'm not stopping you from you selling your chelik to someone because it's right, sell. I'm not stopping you. But to force a good argument, to force a breakup, no, I'd rather do a proper chalukah tomorrow. Chalukah is better than good argument. So what does the Ramah mean? So look, what you have to say, Pshat and Ramah is, I know it's a chiddush in the Lashon, but you have to say, Pshat and Ramah is that if you're mishtamish with the mashkin, have you come with schiris, that you could do a good argument on the schiris, on the hishtamshis, on the underlying chayiv. And what the debt is, chulila, avad, you can't do good agad. The Rashba already just said, you don't do good agad on that. You have to wait for chaluk at the end. But on the ishtamshes of the mashkin that you have, it's as if we have a double shutfis going on. One, we have a shutfis on the choyv, and we have now a shutfis also on the ishtamshes of the mashkin. So we have two assets in our company. One is the choyv, and also ishtamshes of the mashkin. And the asset called the choyv, no, that you can't do good argument because we'll do a chalukah tomorrow. But the asset called the shtamshes of the mashkin, which eventually is going to run out, because we only have it till it's paid off the debt. But, so we have it, it's like a schiris lizman. On that hishtamshes, you could do a good argument just like you could do a good argument by schiris on the hishtamshes.
Isn't there already chalukah? It must be, because the two shots from this one mashkanta, and we're using it.
Right. No, we didn't make a chalukah. We were using it together, and then I got fed up with you. I don't want to live together with you. So we decided to do a good or good, a split on just the mashkin shibboy, on the hishtam shibboy. Baruch Hashem, I found, Ulam HaMishpat says that's Prat in the Ramah. That is Prat, that he only means on the hishtam shibboy, the mashkin shibboy, not on the underlying chayv. Sorry? And on that, maybe the Rashba would agree that we don't have a right, the Rashba argues on that. The Rashba is talking about the chayv. On the chayv, you can't do good argument. Correct. Just on the shtamshes, till the debt is collected, you'll have this shtamshes at the house. Well, I'll have it. We'll do garogar, whoever wants it. I can have another pshat in the Ramah. This pshat is also, again, not great, but the pshat is that we have, and Gemara talks about certain mashkins, that the use of the mashkin was how to pay up the chayv. Right, the Gemara says in Meshkanta, the Bimishlam Shnaya Elaine Tetei, right, at the end of the year is Tetei double Kesef. This Mashkin will go out without any money. You lend the guy $100. Right, correct. These cases are very good in his own metrics. So you lend the guy money, $100,000, and for that, he gives you a free usage for 20 years, whatever it is. So you're getting value like $5,000 a year, whatever it is. You get a discounted rate. It's beneficial to you to have it. So in that case, then I could also hear the Ramah. In that case, we're really not in it for the chayiv. We're in it only for the ishtamshes of the mashkin. So that's what the Ramah means. If you mishtamish with the mashkin, that's the type of mashkin we're talking about, then you could do a good argument on the skiris, on the mashkin, which is just like skiris.
Since they're mutually exclusive, why can't it just be both?
Then what?
You
can have some time. Then economy. I'm just saying that is the type of. But the Ramah wasn't arguing with the Rashba they just quoted. Just saying that if you mishtamish, you'll do a good argument on the ishtamshes. And that's what they're both being makadish, just like skiris. But it's two set, we're danning it separate. There's one we own the mashkin, and one we own the chayiv, and we'll dan each one separate. If it'll be one big package, you can't split up and say, okay, on this we'll do good organ, on this not. You have to do good organ on everything b'fa zakas, right? Tais says, we view it as two separate items. One more halacha rabbi say on this Ramah, before we end, is that this Ramah, l'chayr is a pelo. It's because the machab in Simen Samach Vav, Sif Mem Aleph, the Mechaber brings down the Chuvis HaRosh, and the Rosh Paskins that we do good or agud on a Shtar Chayv. And the Ramah over there doesn't argue. The Ramah keeps quiet. And all of a sudden over here, the Ramah brings down the Rashba, which is Fakert. So it's a serious Ramah. So the Sma is the Kasha over there, and the Sma has one Shred Teretz, but the other Teretz Ramah that the Sma says is Enechanami. Really, the Ramah argues. Just the Ramah didn't argue over there because he's talking about Hilchus Shtaris. It's Einu Minyana. He waited till Hilchus Good I argue, Hilchus Shutfis, to tell you that I argue that for Shtar Chayv we do not do a good argument. He waited over here because this is the Ikka Halachas over here. So he waited till the circuit. Good. That is the Sma. Zok to Shach, and the Shach jumps on the Sma and says it's a Doichik Teretz. And he says, not only is it Deichet Eretz, he's Gvaldik. He says, not only this Ramah is a say that mechaba, and he kept quiet over there. But the Rama himself in Kuf Ayin Vav, a few simanim later, the Rama pasnuv lehedya like the Tshuva Zarash, that we do good or on Shtarchoiv. So you want something in Hilchus Shutfis? I'll give it to you in Hilchus Shutfis itself. In Hilchus Shutfis, there are more paskins like the Tshuva Zarash in Kufayin Vav. So it's a problem. What's going on? In Kufayin Vav, there are more paskins just like the Mechaba over there. It's a Pella. What's going on? So now you have a Stiris Ramah from here to those other two places. What are we going to do? So grab the Sma in Kufayin Vav. He tainis. It's in Sifchov over there. This man, Sifchov Nungimel, says, when he also has this problem, a shtekosira between now the Ramah Kuf Ayin Aleph and Kuf Ayin Vav, he just says, it's just l'chomarki de islay. Kilu, what it sounds like is that the Ramah just bring down both shitas. He's not being machriya like either shita. He's just giving you, here's the Rashba's version, and there's the Rosh's version, and now it's midei sofik l'nafkas. We have a makleikas, a hapoiskim had a paskin. We have two shitas here. And that's all the Ramah was doing. The Shach himself wasn't slave of the Smaz Teretz. And the Shach held, therefore, the Ramah paskin, the Ika psak, is like he said in Kuf Ayin Vav, and like he was saysim in Simen Samak Vav. And what is he doing in Kuf Ayin Aleph? He's just letting you know that there's such a Shuvah Sarashba. But he doesn't mean to pass him like this Shuvah Sarashba. No, the Tzma holds it's a Sofik, right? And he waited for over here. If anything, he's more noited to the Rash Beshita. And the Shach saying, no, he paskins really like the Rosh. And he's just telling over here that there's such a Shita. Now, that's also a Doichik. And what's even bigger Doichik is, a Pella, is that would be good if the Ramah, all he did over here is bring that the Tshuva is a Rashba. But then he continues, venerally, and I hold, and he's telling what he holds. Venerally, and he paskins, that if you use the mashkin, then it's a schirist on the mashkin. But he says, if you don't use the mashkin, then you're stuck, and you have to reckon with the Tshuva Zarashba, that you don't do good argot. So, if he would have held like the Rosh, he didn't need a nearly the mishtamshim mashkin, even without the shtamshis, that would be the halacha. And I'll take it even further. The shtamshis with the mashkin is a machloikis and siftes. It's k'may schirist, that yesh chokin, that there are some shitas all good argot. So even the Ramah, even when you're stanches of a mashkin, it's not 100%. There is a machloikis and siftes. If he had paskin like the Rosh, that every shtachoiv, no matter what, even without a stanches, has good or good, nothing to do with schiz, and he would stand paskin automatically. Yes, absolutely, there's good or good. He didn't do that. He just said, even when you're mishtamish, it's like schiz, that there's a machloikis if there's good or good. So you see that the Ramah Lachari did not paskin like the Rosh. Lachari is a midei sofik leinafkis. The Dakimush Orach, rather than Tzimek Samakavav, is mashma. Like this man, the Taz, that it's a Sveika Dedina, because over there when he brings it to Tshuva Zarash, he says, you should know, Ayin Lekamon, and Dake Moshe does that, Ayin Tzimukuf Ayin Aleph, that there's a Tshuva Zarash with Faket, that there is no good argument by Sharchot. So at the end of the day, L'choy, you have a Machloikis HaPoiskim. The Shak Paskins, no matter what, there is good argument, because he passes like the Rosh, and Lukhaya, the Pratna Ramah, like this Mandataz, it's on the Machlekas, the Nafkas, Mamelo, Lukhaya could say Kimli like the Rash, but that there is no good Agat. Alright, Rabbi Isaiah, good Tavach.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.